Hey guys.
Will Durst here, fulfilling my public duty by attempting to sort out this congressional debt ceiling chaos. You could say we're at a bit of a standstill. You could also say that lava is hot. Right now, it's more confusing than trying to decipher algebraic microdots on a hot air balloon in a thunderstorm. This whole thing makes gridlock look like a romantic ride in the park on a bicycle built for two. The conservative wing of the Republican Party has stopped talking to Speaker of the House John Boehner. Boehner no longer speaks to President Barack Obama. Obama can't even look at Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and Reid can barely stand erect. President Obama claims Republicans can't say yes to anything, but apparently he hasn't asked if he can kiss their ass. Due to their single-minded obsession that rich people get more money, Tea Party members refuse to consider any bill that has ever been in a room where revenue enhancement was mentioned, much less includes any. Their mantra is cuts, 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 even though they know their plan has less chance of passing a democratically controlled Senate than a poisoned dart frog has of co-starring with Angelina Jolie in a remake of Spartacus. Moderate Republicans won't vote for anything with Obama's fingerprints, fearing a primary challenge from their own righter-than-right, and Democrats want to avoid sliding down the slippery slope of entitlement cutting because of the alarming frequency with which old people vote. The whole noisy lot of them are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and my choice of fowl is anything but accidental. And I hope that clears things up better than a dump truck full of fertilizing manure in a children's inflatable pool. But I doubt it. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.